We hear a lot these days about the rise in digital media and the effect this has had on traditional methods of production and distribution in, for example, the music business. However, the traditional book trade may be bucking the trend. Just before Christmas, the head of Waterstones in the UK declared that sales of Kindles in his stores had all but disappeared. And Irish bookshops reported a slight rise in sales in 2014 following several years of decline. So are printed books fighting back? Our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley has been finding out.
I have to challenge myself every day. I have to make the books, you know, better than they've ever been. I have to make covers. I have to work with designers to make good covers, which I enjoy doing.
Denise Deegan is well known as a writer of both adult and young adult fiction. She has now decided to reinvent herself as a self-published author under the name Amy Alexander, and thanks to online publishing is selling her e-books all over the world.
They're doing really well in America, and you would think that my market would be more here because they're Irish books written in Ireland, but no. America's a big market for me, which I'm thrilled about.
Ebooks have opened up a whole new market for authors in both the traditional and self-publishing industries. And when they first went on sale, it was feared they could spell the end of the traditional book market altogether. But now it seems a different pattern is emerging. Over Christmas, the head of Waterstones in the UK declared its sales of the Kindle to have all but disappeared. And although Kindle itself doesn't release its sales figures, we do know that bookshops here in Ireland have just had their healthiest Christmas in years. Michael McLaughlin is managing director of Penguin Ireland.
The two biggest selling books of last year were the Roy Keane autobiography and the Brian O'Driscoll autobiography, which we published. And they sold significant numbers. Nielsen Books can show that this both sold in or around 50,000 copies, which is quite significantly higher than the best selling hardback book of last year, which was Eamon Dunphy's book.
Bob Johnson of the Gutter Bookshop in Dublin is chairman of the Irish branch of the Booksellers Association.
And the good thing about it, there was a really nice range of titles. So sports biographies, which we'll talk about, did incredibly well, but good fiction, good kids, good cookery, the Happy Pair cookbook did incredibly well. So there's actually a really nice choice of books. Some Christmases you get like one or two big hitters that kind of suck up everything. This year it was actually kind of quite a nice spread.
We found that ebook sales have, I suppose, plateaued. It's very hard to get market figures for the whole market, but in the US and in the UK in particular, you know, sales of ebooks have settled around the 20-30% mark, depending on what type of book or genre the ebook is.
Now, these statistics are not, if you'll pardon the book-related pun, totally black and white. Here, the market in e-readers seems more buoyant than it is abroad. Tesco Ireland told me, for example, that its sales of e-readers rose by 21% in the last quarter of 2014, as opposed to the same period in 2013, while Easton said that it too has seen an increase in the sales of the e-reader it stocks, the Kobo, although Easton's did point out that that doesn't seem to be consistent with the overall trend from countries like the UK and the US, where it says the growth of e-reading and e-book sales are plateauing. What is clear is that far from one taking over the other, it now seems that the electronic and traditional publishing industries may be on the path to peaceful coexistence.
Two things are allowed to exist at the same time. You know, you're allowed to have ebooks and printed books. You know, there's no rule against it. And it seems to be that ebooks now have found their platform and found their level. People are now reading on their, I don't know, their iPads or their tablets or whatever. So people are using and reading on their phones. You know, people are still reading, but in different ways. But overall, the ebook market seems to have settled down.
Ebook sales are increasingly in the fiction area amongst readers who like to read, you know, regularly, a book a week or two books a week, and they prefer an e-reader where it's much easier to download and read fast, and they don't have to worry about going into a bookshop. But I think if book sales of e-books remain around the 10 or 20% mark, it does leave a lot of scope for bookshops to continue to thrive. And as publishers, it's really important to us that bookshops continue to survive and to thrive.
Meanwhile, although Denise Deegan thought she'd be selling her Amy Alexander books as e-books only, a customer asked for a paperback version, and she's now distributing both.
Somebody had read Pause to Rewind and had asked me, was I going to do a paperback? And I hadn't really been thinking about that. But then because she had enjoyed the book and wanted to buy one for her daughter and her friend, I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to do it. And also I thought it'd be lovely for my kids to have a copy.
And that was author Denise Deegan, ending that report from Sinead Crowley. It's